Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Here we are on God's holy day. I'm going to shrink this. Shrink that.
Put
the study up.
Did you shut it?
That's it. Shabbat Shalom, everybody, on God's holy day, the Sabbath. We're one of Messiah congregation, Kahal Echad B'Mashiach, part of the congregation of Israel, Adat Yisrael, and today's God's holy day. Here's my website. There's my phone number if you need to call me. And we're at Forest Crossing Boulevard today in Franklin. Today's date is September 5th, 2026. However, God has his own calendar. Today is the 22nd day of Elul, 6th month of God. Today's study is about holy and righteous is our Yehovah. Romans 1. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And that's told in Habakkuk. Behold, his soul is lifted up, is not right in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Revelation 16. And I heard the angel of water say, you are righteous, O Jehovah, which are and was and shall be, because thou hast judged us. And I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments. Revelation 19. For true and righteous are his judgments. He had judged the great whore, which did corrupt the world, earth, with her fornication, and had avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And I saw heaven opened, and a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and righteousness he doth judge and make war. Here's Daniel. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. This matter is by the decree of the watchers, and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, and he gives it to whomsoever he will, and sets up it the basis of men. Yes, Romans, Paul says, a servant of Yeshua the Messiah, called to be an apostle separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised before by his prophets in the holy scriptures. Concerning his son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and to declare to be the Son of God with power, according to the spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom you are also the called of Yeshua the Messiah. Here's Romans 6. Paul saying, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. But now being made free from sin and become servants of God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life.
How are you free from sin?
By keeping God's commandments, that's how we're holy. Paul tells the Corinthians, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Ephesians, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Yes, Thessalonians, the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah with all his saints. 2 Thessalonians, which is the manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you also suffer. Seeing it's a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. That's a good verse. 1 Thessalonians, for God had not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. Exodus, who is like unto you, Jehovah, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? There's nobody like God. Here's Exodus 28, and you shall make a plate of pure gold, and grave upon it the gravings of a signet. Holiness to Jehovah. Exodus 39. And they made the plate of holy crown of pure gold, and wrote upon it the writing like the engravings of a signet. Holiness to Jehovah. Exodus 15. You in your mercy had led forth the people which you have redeemed, thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. Exodus 19, you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Exodus 22, you shall be holy men unto me, neither shall ye eat any flesh torn of beasts in the field, you shall cast it to the dogs. Exodus 26, and you shall hang up the veil under the thatches that you may bring in thither within the veil of the ark of the testimony, and the veil shall divide unto you between the holy place and the most holy. And you shall put the mercy seat upon the ark of the testimony in the most holy place. Exodus 31. You shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defiles it shall surely be put to death. For whoso doth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. That's what today is, the Sabbath. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to Jehovah. Whosoever doth any work on the Sabbath day shall surely be put to death. Leviticus, for I am Jehovah your God, ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. I am Jehovah that brings you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. God's very holy. Leviticus 19. Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, you shall be holy, for I, your God, am holy. Mm-hmm. Leviticus 20. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am Jehovah your God. And ye shall be holy unto me, for I, Jehovah, am holy, and have severed you from other people that you should be mine. Numbers, that you may remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto your God. Numbers 29. In the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no civil work. It's a day of blowing of trumpets unto you. And you shall have on the tenth day of the seventh month, which is called Ha'edanim, a holy convocation, and ye shall afflict your souls, and ye shall not do any work therein. It's a day of atonement. And the 15th day of the seventh month, ye shall have a holy convocation. Ye shall do no civil work, and ye shall keep a feast unto Jehovah 7 days. The first day of the Feast of Tabernacles, that's the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Sivah means melechet avodah, labor, employment, work, whether public or at home. Deuteronomy 7. You are a holy people unto Jehovah your God. Jehovah your God had chosen you to be a special people unto himself above all the people that are upon the face of the earth. Deuteronomy. You are a holy people unto Jehovah your God, and Jehovah had chosen you to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth. You shall not eat anything that dies of itself, and shall give it unto the stranger that is in your gates, that he may eat it, or that may sell it unto an alien. For you are a holy people unto Jehovah your God. Deuteronomy 26. Look down from heaven, look down from your holy habitation, from heaven, and bless your people Israel, and the land which you have given us, as you swear unto our fathers, a land that flows with milk and honey. And to make thee high above all nations, which he had made in praise and in honor, and in name and in honor, and that thou mayest be a holy people unto Jehovah thy God, as he had spoken. Deuteronomy 28. Jehovah shall establish you a holy people unto himself, as he have sworn unto you, if you keep the commandments of Jehovah your God and walk in his ways. Psalm 29. Give unto Jehovah the glory due unto his name. Worship Jehovah in the beauty of holiness. Sing unto Jehovah, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Psalm 47. God reigns over the heathen. God sits upon the throne of his holiness. We have a holy God. Psalm 48. Great is Jehovah, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Psalm 60. God hath spoken in his holiness, I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succor. Psalm 89. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. Psalm 93. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becomes your house, Jehovah, forever. Psalm 96. O worship Jehovah in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Psalm 97. Rejoice in Jehovah, your righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Psalm 108. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succor. Psalm 110. The people shall be willing in the day of your power, in the beauty of holiness. From the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. This book of Isaiah. Look down from heaven and behold the habitation of your holiness and of your glory. Here's Amos. The Lord Jehovah hath sworn by his holiness, that lo, the day shall come upon you, that he will take you away with hooks, and your prosperity with flesh hooks. Posterity means future generations. Obadiah. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Zechariah 14. In that day there shall be upon the bells of the horses holiness to Jehovah, and the pots in Jehovah's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holiness unto Jehovah of hosts. And they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and seat therein, and in that day there shall be no more the Canaanite in the house of Jehovah of hosts. Now we'll move to some Gospels. Matthew 1. Now the birth of Yeshua the Messiah was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, they came together. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 7. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before the swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Romans 11. If the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root be holy, so are the branches. Romans 12. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, they present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. 1 Corinthians 3. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. 1 Corinthians 6. What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? Ephesians. According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love. Ephesians 2. In whom all the body fitly framed together grows. In whom all the building fitly framed together grows unto a holy temple in Jehovah. Ephesians. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Unless you sin on purpose, right?
Right, unless you sin on purpose. Excuse me. Colossians, in the body of his flesh, through death, to present you holy, unblameable, unreprovable in his sight. And then Peter steps in here and he says, But as he which had called you is holy, so be you holy in all manner of conversation. Because it's written, be you holy, for I am holy. And that's in Leviticus 11. Here's Peter again. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who had called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We'll read a couple more verses in Revelation 4. And the four beasts and had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Is Hebrews, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man or woman shall see Yeshua. Revelation 22, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work shall be. I am Alpha and the Omega, the Aleph and the Tav, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that ye may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Because without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whatsoever loves and makes a lie. I, Yeshua, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. Yeshua says, I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that hears say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. So I hope you got something out of this study today. In closing for today, holy and righteous is our Yehovah, and Shabbat Shalom. Mm-hmm. Any comments? Any comments?
Hey, you gotta stop audacity in the video. Stop audacity in the video. I mean, so what audacity to have, please? You just stop it.